Are you ready to head down the path to an abundant retirement? We're tackling the topics of the mind of the modern retiree here on Navigating an Abundant Retirement Radio. And now your host, Carol Dewey.
Welcome back to Navigating an Abundant Retirement Radio. I am your host, Carol Dewey. And during today's show, we're going to consider what data and historical trends suggest the impact of the 2024 presidential election will be on your finances. If you'd like more information about what you hear during our show today, please give us a call at 877-434-6243 or visit us online at www.perpetualwealthfinancial.com. And while at our website, click on the podcast page to check out our past shows and subscribe to our program. Now that the 2024 presidential primary season has started, many people are turning their attention to what the outcome of this November's election may mean for their finances. In fact, an Investopedia article titled "Investors' Election Year Worries Could Be Overblown," experts say, notes that its own survey determined that 61% of investors who responded said they're concerned the election's outcome will have negative ramifications for their portfolios. The article has much more information I'm eager to share as we discuss some of the myths and realities about what election outcomes mean for your money. As for today's topic, I think it is a bit understated to call it timely since, like it or not, November's election will be one of the dominant news stories for the next several months. So let's dive deeper into the article. Election anxiety significantly outpaced concerns about both the continued conflict in the Middle East and a possible recession. Interestingly, the article cites a nationwide survey that found 68% of Republican investors think the election's outcome will have an immediate and direct impact on their finances, while just 57% of Democratic investors think it will. Yet, while it's perfectly understandable that investors and savers will always feel anxious during election season, historical trends suggest there may be very little reason to be concerned. Moreover, while the past isn't always a good predictor of the future, data suggests that investors should feel optimistic about what our upcoming election may mean for their bottom line. I would argue that not only should investors not be worried about the election, they should also, in fact, be excited by it. Let's do some financial history 101. Data tells us that markets have generally risen during presidential election years. In fact, the S&P 500 has shown positive returns in 20 of the past 24 election years going back to 1928. That's growth in just over 83% of presidential election years during that 96-year stretch. As for the average return during those election years, it was 11.58%, which is higher than the S&P 500's average return of 9.81% for every year since 1928. This suggests that while election years will always be a big news story, after all, we are choosing the leader of the free world, elections have historically had modest bearing on the economy and markets. The article quotes a financial services professional who shares an opinion that investors shouldn't make big portfolio decisions because of the bluster and noise of an election season. Instead, be mindful, be prudent, and perhaps most importantly of all, stick to your financial strategy. And I agree. The article also quotes strategists from New York Life Investments who urge investors to expect our upcoming election to bring with it plenty of splashy headlines, but to ignore it because all that breathless hyperbole rarely translates to economic impacts or shifting market outcomes. Instead, maintaining focus on things like the fundamentals of elevated interest rates, moderating inflation, and recovering profits should empower long-term diversified portfolios to continue moving toward the investors' long-term goals with confidence. It reminds me of that common British expression, steady on. When it comes to our finances, we should all stay steady on and not get distracted by what history suggests isn't going to matter much. Let me add a critical note here. The articles I've been reading about the economic impact of the 2024 election mentions markets and investing throughout, and therefore, you're going to hear those words often during our show today. But we don't have adequate time in a 20-minute show to fully address all the rules, regulations, pluses, minuses, and nuances that come with investing. And let me tell you, there are a lot of them. If investing is part of your financial strategy, both today and in your retirement, it is, in my opinion, absolutely essential to work closely with a financial services professional. Investing can be rewarding, but it can also be risky. So make sure you have someone in your corner who can offer experience, guidance, and perhaps most importantly, cool-headedness. I want to take a moment to give you a quick rundown of some of the things that have really jumped out at me while I've been researching the economic impact of presidential elections. First, there's no evidence-based correlation between the political party holding the presidency and stock market returns. No matter how much you may support one party and fear the other, the data suggests companies typically find ways to make money and produce positive returns. Second, the stock market has been consistently and predictively positive since 1926, with the only blips being the Great Depression in the 1930s, the tech bubble burst in the early 2000s, and the great financial crisis that ran from 2007 to 2009. And third, your behavior, not election results, are far more likely to determine your portfolio's performance. Let's continue analyzing the historical reality of the economic impact of presidential election results by next considering a nationwide article titled, "Nearly Half of Investors Believe the 2024 Election Will Have a Bigger Impact on Portfolios Than Market Performance." While that headline is admittedly a mouthful, it has some insights and data that I really found interesting. A joint study between the Nationwide Retirement Institute and Advisor Authority found that 45% of investors think the outcome of the November's election will have a larger impact on their retirement goals and portfolios than market performance. Additionally, because of pervasive pessimism about what election results mean for retirement planning, study respondents noted anxiety about the potential of new policies and opposing party rule on the overall U.S. economy. More specifically, 32% of investors said they think the economy will tank within 12 months after the year's election if their preferred candidate doesn't win. Meanwhile, 31% think if the party they don't support wins November 5th, their future financial performance will be negatively affected. Lastly, 31% of respondents shared their belief that taxes will rise within a year after the election if their party isn't in the White House. This is certainly interesting, since the Investopedia article we discussed first has the data that makes it clear many of these fears are somewhat, if not entirely, overblown. I guess it's just human nature to worry about our finances, regardless of what the data is telling us. Nationwide also determined that older investors are the most anxious because of the understandable fear that a poor choice or unexpected development close to retirement could have ramifications for their quality of life during retirement. When it comes to investors who are close to retirement or roughly between ages 55 and 65, 50% are concerned about the potential of a recession, while just 41% of investors overall are worried about a recession. Inflation concerns reveal something similar, with 66% of both retirees and near retirees expressing concern as compared to 61% of overall investors. The survey makes it clear that those who are within about a decade of retirement intend to become more conservative. Specifically, 33% of near retirees reported they'll manage their portfolios more conservatively because of what they expect to happen this November. That's compared to just 31% of all non-retired investors. Furthermore, only 12% of near retirees and 4% of overall investors responded that they intend to become more aggressive in the lead up to Election Day. Though I'm not quite there yet, I can certainly empathize with people who are close to retirement and may feel even more anxiety about economic factors that are largely out of their control. Election-based economic anxiety, according to that nationwide survey, is also reshaping how some investors are thinking about spending. In terms of investors who aren't retired, what they consider the biggest long-term threat to their retirement strategies breaks down as follows. 47% cited inflation, 42% pointed to a rising cost of living, and 31% named a potential recession. To save more money, 33% of investors plan to reduce unnecessary expenses like travel and shopping during the next 12 months, and 25% of non-retired investors are considering working longer than they'd originally anticipated to save more money for retirement. Yet, in the face of data that suggests a significant amount of economic anxiety, the survey did uncover some hopeful signs. Fears of a recession, while still high at 80%, are down slightly from last year's 85%. And 40% of all investors and 30% of pre-retiree investors reported feeling optimistic about the economic outlook during the next 12 months. Unfortunately, what we've learned so far today is that no matter how much data there is to suggest investors shouldn't worry, many investors are still going to worry. To that very point, a Fidelity article titled Election 2024, Anticipating the Market Impact, urges people to not overreact to campaign promises from either candidate. As the article notes, the historical record is pretty clear that there's a vast gulf between what a candidate proposes while campaigning and what that candidate is able to deliver if they win. In fact, the article quotes an institutional portfolio manager who goes so far as to say it's exceedingly rare for a candidate to deliver on everything they've proposed prior to an election. Remember, a president doesn't craft legislation alone. Both the Senate and the House draft legislation, and that legislation must be passed by both chambers before it arrives on a president's desk for a signature or a veto. And when the Senate is controlled by one party and the House the other party, as is the case right now, the legislative process becomes even more difficult. This has been a data-heavy show so far today, and with good reason. It's clear that many people assume that election results have a significant effect on the broader economy, but the historical data tells us presidential elections have very little impact on the market. But it's never wrong to feel anxious about the economy and your financial strategy. Working closely with a financial services professional is one way to relieve some of that anxiety. Let's continue looking at how emotions can sometimes push people to make economic decisions that data and history suggest they shouldn't. A CNBC article titled, Here Are Three Tips Every Young Investor Should Follow to Avoid Emotion-Based Investing, has some important and useful information. Though let me add that the word young doesn't need to be in the article's headline because this is good information for any investor. It first suggests preparing yourself for the ups and downs in the market, which are inevitable. In some cases, market fluctuations will be all too real, like those we experienced during the height of the COVID-19 pandemic. And in other cases, market volatility will be more imagined than real, as is the case with today's theme that markets have minimal reaction to the outcome of presidential elections. As I've noted throughout today's show, if the upcoming presidential election is giving you economic anxiety, work with your financial services professional to crunch the data, analyze historical trends, and to review your financial strategy. Let's hypothetically assume that the results of November's election buck historical trends and cause a significant market dip. Again, history suggests this is very unlikely. So this is just an interesting what if. It's important to consider that the market may rise just as fast as it falls. Therefore, as the article explains, keeping your money invested during market volatility may keep your cash growing over the years. Once you've put some of your assets in the market, keep reminding yourself that market volatility is simply the cost of doing business. Stick to your long game and don't get distracted by chatter about presidential elections or the market's normal ebbs and flows. Another way to avoid the potential of overly emotional decision-making during times of economic uncertainty is to discuss index funds with your financial services professional. Movies and TV shows often glamorize the idea of getting a red-hot stock tip and then turning that tip into a buy-low, sell-high scenario where you walk away with an overflowing pot of money. But that's really the reality. The odds of turning a few thousand bucks into a couple million are overwhelmingly stacked against you. A strategy that seeks to outsmart the market is no strategy at all. Just as you shouldn't get caught up in the hype of a presidential election, don't get caught up in the chasing quick riches in the market. A better move, in my opinion, is to work with your financial services professional to build a strategy with broadly diversified index funds and to recognize that in most cases, the idea that there's a secret recipe for choosing stocks that will vastly outperform the market is nothing. The next way you may be able to avoid falling victim to making overly emotional decisions during times of economic uncertainty is to only check your portfolio once a year. And yes, I know many of you listening right now just yelled, "Once a year? Are you serious?" But the article makes a strong case that checking your portfolio only once a year may make it easier to avoid the temptation to make changes during economic volatility that may be short-lived. Now, while suggesting you should only check your portfolio annually may be a bit over the top, the point is you shouldn't become obsessed with it. If nothing else, I hope your biggest takeaway today is that there's real power in relying on data and historical trends rather than your emotions or gut instincts. Presidential elections occur every 4 years, whether we like it or not, and the data is clear that the winner of those elections isn't going to change your portfolio much. Building the kind of savings and retirement income you need to achieve your retirement goals comes down to trust and patience. No matter how chaotic the presidential election seems in, say, mid-October, trust that the financial strategy you and your financial services professional have built is going to handle whatever comes. And in times of economic uncertainty or volatility, have the patience to stick with your strategy and to not make changes you may later regret. If you have any questions about your financial strategy or retirement, visit my website at www.perpetualwealthfinancial.com or call my office at 877-434-6243 to discuss how my team might be able to answer your questions and address your concerns. It's our goal to help you prepare for the retirement you've worked so hard for. That's all I've got planned for you this week. Until next time, remember that navigating your abundant retirement starts today. I'd like to encourage you to continue our journey of enlightenment and education by subscribing to our podcast and downloading the show. Join us soon for another episode of Navigating an Abundant Retirement. Take care, and we'll talk to you again.
You should consult a financial advisor familiar with the specific circumstances of your unique financial situation before making any financial decisions. Nothing in this broadcast constitutes as a solicitation for the sale or purchase of any securities. Any mentioned rates of returns are historical or hypothetical in nature and are not a guarantee of future returns. Carol Dewey is an investment advisor representative of Perpetual Wealth Financial, a Florida registered investment advisor firm.